Hi, Emma.
Oh, are you on?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Bro, this is like the non-COVID episode.
The audible allergens episode. Perfect, right? I came up with that in the car on the way home, because I took this picture in the car after I was done with track, where I had been outside breathing heavily and running for 2 hours. I took this photo of myself because I was getting my ass kicked.
So why is Brett so sweaty backing over a kid with a Buick?
Excuse me?
That's what I got in my cards.
Oh yeah, Emma has Cards Against Humanity that she brought with them. Show me the thing. What was it? Why is Brett so sweaty? Ran over a kid with a Buick.
Backing over a kid with a Buick.
Hilarious.
I just like drawing random cards. Oh my god.
I know.
You look like angry.
My eyes are like flooded. My nose is running. I'm pissed. Because I couldn't drive. I had to let it pass for a while.
Really?
Yeah, because like I could not see anything. I want to watch this movie. I want to watch Her.
It has really good reviews. I just don't know what it's about.
Well, the movie Her, by the way, just showed up on my Netflix queue. I have the Netflix scroller going. We watched Lady Bird.
I have seen it. Ew, Jesse Eisenberg.
Is he bad?
I just don't like Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, he gives me strange vibes.
He gives me, like, attractive Michael Cera vibes.
Really?
Kind of.
I feel like those two kind of occupy the same space in Hollywood.
Perfect. Hey, guys, welcome to Chili's. Would you like to start the night off with Cards Against Humanity?
Hey, like we're starting this episode off with Cards Against Humanity.
I'm just literally just like digging through this while you're talking.
Yeah.
I haven't played cards in like 3 years.
So to catch everybody up to where we've been since Black Swan. It's been a while.
I was not there for Black Swan.
You weren't there for Black Swan. And as revenge, Josh and May aren't here for this. Josh forgot, and he booked a dinner thing or something. And then we tried to get May to join us last minute, but alas.
You also could have asked, like, Orion or, like...
True, but I've been hanging out with Orion and, like, that whole group of people for, like, 3 straight days. Like, every night for the past week, I've, like, done something with them. And I'm slightly... Can you tell that I'm tired? Can you tell that I'm exhausted?
After, what night was that, Monday?
I don't know.
I was sick, while we were all together. And I think Kendall throwing that aluminum can in the fire is what caused my fever dream. Remember when she threw that in?
Oh my god, you hear that?
Yeah.
You hear that laugh? God almighty.
Yeah, she fucking threw a aluminum Starlight can into the fire. And I think that gave me a fever dream when I got home.
Gave you, like, toxins in your brain?
Yeah. Because, like, I was...
I'd believe it.
When I slept, I had, like, 7 different dreams, and they were all about, like, being in the wrong parallel time, space-time continuum.
What the please talk about that dream right now.
It was kind of hard to remember, but, like...
Go as in-depth as you possibly can.
I woke up, like, every hour, and I felt like I was in a different timeline, where, like, time was different. So, like, for one time, it was, like, 9:45, but at the same time, in a different timeline, it was 7:45.
Weird.
And time was just moving, like, really slow. And, like, I feel like I'd be asleep for, like, hours, and I would open my eyes, and it would only be, like, 30 minutes later.
That's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
It
sucked.
Yeah, I've been, like, on the verge of...
Hot stopper! I was watching...
Oh, yeah, we can talk about that this episode. We can info dump about it.
Yes!
Now that you're done. I've been waiting.
You have?
Yeah.
Swoon-worthy.
Heartfelt. That's like...
Teen.
Oh my god, cut straight to Bo Burnham.
Fuck Bo Burnham!
Hello?
Hello.
I forgot what I was talking about.
Bo Burnham, dark comedy, and then it's just racism.
Yeah, bro, I got a really cool sense, dark sense of humor, transphobia.
BoJack Horseman, deadpan. BoJack, have you seen BoJack Horseman?
I want to.
You need to. I feel like it's right up your alley. It's just like...
I've heard really good things about it.
It's like comedy, but also super morbid at the same time. Like, really morbid.
You seen this?
I've not.
Have you seen Avatar The Last Airbender? Nope. Bro.
I've not seen Avatar The Last Airbender.
Bro, that's something you gotta watch.
I've been wanting to, but at the same time...
Also, this is unlistenable. We're talking about The Legend of Korra.
Yeah. Community!
Community!
I like how we're just, like, reviewing.
We're just reviewing things as they come by on the Netflix slider. Instead of actually doing a podcast. This can be like an 8.5 episode instead of like a full episode 9.
Oh my god, have you seen this one?
Uh-uh.
So fucking good. I've seen it 3 times, maybe more.
Is this a movie or TV show?
They're like 20 episodes each.
20 episodes?
Not 20 episodes, 20 minutes each. And that's like 8 episodes.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on Netflix I need to watch. I still need to see I'm Not Okay With This.
Big Mouth.
Big Mouth.
Okay. I hate admitting it, but Big Mouth is like my guilty pleasure show. I've seen all of it and I've rewatched it.
What?
And I've also watched like
This is like the definition of like a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, like guilty I'm going to jail pleasure.
I'm going to jail for liking this show.
Oh my god, I'm covered in stars hair. No!
Bro.
What happened?
They're cutting us off. They want us to actually record. Okay.
Who's Poopy Head?
That's my sister.
That's what I thought.
And then Monkey is my brother.
I figured it was your sister because of the fucking Catra.
Because Catra. And then I'm normal.
Oh yeah, also, unpopular opinion, She-Ra's fucking mid. I hate She-Ra.
Oh, my sister's gonna yell at you.
Good.
Why do you hate She-Ra?
It's so boring, and I heard a lot of it is like very ableist.
Damn. I never engaged with it. I think I watched like the first episode when it was coming out, because it was right when Steven Universe ended. So I was like, well, here's something new. I was like, this is about princesses. This is not for me. And then I left.
I watched like 3 episodes and I was bored as fuck. And then a lot of people online were like, this is horrible. They like kind of got over the initial like, wow, lesbians are a real thing. And then they were like, oh, wait, this is kind of ass.
Yeah, I feel like that's a pitfall that a lot of shows are falling into right now, where it's like,
Steven Universe.
Hey.
It is.
No.
Yeah.
Because that's actually good. The show's actually, yeah, I will defend.
I've seen a lot of people be like, there's like literal genocide.
There is.
Yeah, and that's not a good thing to have.
No, but they don't condone it. It's just a part of the plot. Well, I'm not going to get into this.
Yeah.
The diamonds are a big bag to open. That's a whole can of worms. There's no actual genocide shown on screen. There's implied genocide in the past. Well, there's colonization of entire planets. It's
I read like an essay a couple weeks ago on Voltron and like all the problematic things in it.
Why did you read an essay about Voltron?
Because like my friends and I were talking about it, and I was like, oh yeah, Voltron is way more problematic than a lot of us remembered. It was.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. I'll just see if I can try to find it, but there was literally like a lot of things about like genocide and colonization. What is it with these random sci-fi children shows and genocide?
I don't know. I think it's like a lot of it comes with just like putting war in your backstory. Like a lot of war will end up just having something like, oh, this is just any atrocity in the lore of a show. Like Adventure Time had the Mushroom War, Steven Universe had the Gem War.
The racism, sexism, homophobia, ableism, and bloating. Racism, sexism, homophobia, ableism, and cruel tropes in Voltron.
Love it. Didn't they introduce a gay character and then kill him immediately?
Yeah, they never even said like explicitly in the show that they were lovers or dating.
I love Netflix. I love Voltron.
I love Voltron: Legendary Defenders 2018. Was it 2018?
I never watched it. I never engaged with Voltron. I saw enough people tell me not to engage with Voltron that I didn't engage with it.
Don't do it.
I did send you that fan cam of a...
The one that was like...
That was Party Rockers, and then like it's just them talking, and then a PNG of them making out appears on screen for like 1 second. That's that's like the funniest thing to me. From like the song choice to the fact that the entirety of the edit is just a PNG of them kissing that they just overlay.
One thing that I remember a lot of people talking about was how like Lance, he deserves so much better, but he is Cuban, and like, so someone said the brown Cuban kid who dreamed of being a pilot and never once in 78 episodes ever expressed anything but sheer love, in the final 2 minutes of the final episode, ended up realizing that the place for him is a farm.
I love Voltron. I love writing.
As told in interviews, Lotor is meant to be a bad example of mixed race people, to contrast with Keith as a good example of mixed race people. Do I even have to point out how messed up this is?
Lotor?
Yeah.
As in Lord of the Rings?
No!
What the hell is Lotor?
He's like this white-haired purple guy from one of the planets in Voltron.
Yeah, see, I don't know these people.
Yeah, well, still. These are just random examples. The Gallrat, that's what he is. But yeah, I fucking hate this show. I don't know why I liked it so much in eighth grade.
Before we start just info dumping about things, mm-hmm. I think we should do our mandatory Heather's discussion.
Okay, what do you want to discuss?
We watched Heather's with May and Josh, who are not here.
Because they fucking bailed on us.
Well, May didn't bail on us. May
Josh
was never...
bailed on us. Josh Fuck bailed Josh. On us. Fuck Josh. Fuck Josh. Anyway. Mandatory fuck Josh moment.
I mean, this is the second time this has happened. I feel like the precedent has been set.
Fuck Josh.
No, just that if someone dips out, we can just record anyway.
True.
And also, this episode by default is like... already fucked up because of our
because we're talking about genocide.
Well, no, because of our allergies.
Oh,
and that we're talking about genocide.
Bridgerton.
What about Bridgerton?
Looks ass. It looks really straight and heterosexual, but I haven't seen it.
It's British.
Ew.
With a name like Bridgerton, of course it's British.
But with a name like Heartstopper, do you think it's British? No.
Well,
I don't think I understand the shambles I was in when I found out that Heartstopper was British when I was reading the comics for the first time.
The moment it hit me was when the word Nando's was spoken.
I didn't even think about that. I like kind of gazed over that. Glazed over? I don't fucking know the word. But at one point, he said knickers, and I was like, why'd he say that? Like, just say pants. And then, like, a few minutes later, I was like,
oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
And then I got to that part where they were, like, wrestling each other, and he was like, oh, you little rugby lad, aren't ya? And I was like, oh, my God, they're British.
That's an unfortunate hurdle that must be gotten over.
This show, peak.
I've heard good things.
So fucking good. I've seen it for like 5 times.
I've heard good things. I'll watch it with you.
Can we please?
Yes, I've already said this.
Okay.
You want to watch it like after we record? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the plan. We can get fucking like Doritos or something. I have hella snacks upstairs. We said we were going to talk about Heather's, and then you talked about Heartstopper anyway.
Yeah, anyway, keep going.
Do you want to not?
We should, though, because we actually watched the movie for once.
But two of the people who watched the movie with us aren't here.
Should this be like an...
What? No way. Hang on. We've gotten a knock
at
the door.
Check out the car. Check the car.
Hello. It's not.
Oh, who is it?
It's my sister's friend.
Oh, gross.
Ugh. Never mind. We thought someone had shown up. Is that a Winona Ryder?
I think so.
Heather's was fine.
I think you liked that movie.
Yeah, what am I talking about? Heather's is like so fucking funny.
Yeah, you were like, you literally rated it like 5 stars on your Letterboxd.
I did. Follow me at Letterboxd on go to killyourparents.fun to find my Letterboxd. Heather's... There's like not a lot to say about Heather's.
There would be if Josh and May were here.
This is what I mean.
Maybe this should be like an 8.5 or something. We could do actual Heather's.
We can do an actual Heather's episode. Like, we could buy a fourth mic and do a Heather's episode.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably do that, huh? All right, so for this one, we can just info dump.
Fuck yeah!
Let's go! What should we start with? What do you want to info dump about? We should do, like, ping pong.
Heartstopper.
Yeah, we have that in common. I have my problems with it. I don't think it's perfect. I think...
Really?
Yeah, I think it's got a lot of problems. I don't like Tao.
Oh, my God.
I think Tao is a bitch-ass little...
You're a little bitch-ass.
I'm gonna drop-kick him. I'm gonna drop-kick Tao. I hate him.
I've come to make an announcement. Tao Shu is a bitch-ass motherfucker. He pissed on my fucking wife.
Okay, dude, filter. My grandparents are here. I think some characters are a little bit boring.
Like who?
L. Yeah, I said
what?
It. I said it. I think Elle's boring.
You're full of shit.
I think Elle's boring in the show.
She's gonna, obviously, everyone, I feel like it's a little slow for now, because obviously they kind of gotta snowball everything.
Snowball it. Mm-hmm.
And kind of get the hang of it. And then I feel like as more seasons come out, then they'll kind of roll into more characters.
Oh, sure.
Because that's how it was for the graphic novels. It started off pretty slow, kind of mostly focused on like, hey, my boys.
Hey, let's go.
Mostly focused
they
on...
They are not my problem with the show. These two eat it up. They ate the shit up.
Especially Kate Connor.
Yeah. I think they both did incredible.
I know. But, like, he's, like, the only one who had, like, prior acting experience. This was, like, almost everyone else's, like, first gigs.
Yeah. Well, except fucking Olivia Colman.
And Olivia Colman.
Which is still insane to me that they got Olivia Colman to be part of this.
I wonder, like, how big the budget was for it.
Probably not, like, too big. It didn't look like it had a big budget.
Yeah, because, like, while it was a Netflix show, that doesn't mean it has, like, the biggest budget of all time.
No, it was a third party that Netflix hosted. Netflix didn't produce it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it was, like, from Seesaw.
Seesaw.
But I feel like with the amount of traction it's been getting, I feel like they've
ever made. Huh? One of the best shows ever made, The Good Place.
I've not seen it.
Sorry, we're derailing it because we're just watching the shows scroll by.
But I feel like they definitely have potential to get, like, more character development and definitely a lot more world building, too.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited. I really hope they don't fuck up and not do the Paris arc where everyone goes to Paris. Because a lot of people are like, oh my god, they're not going to do the Paris arc, and, like, they're not going to bring them on the trip. And I was like, how the fuck do you guys know that? Are you the scriptwriters?
Why are people saying this?
Because they're idiots.
No, but, like, what even prompted it?
Because, like,
they're just getting mad at things that
they changed
up.
A few things, like how Elle told Tao that they were dating before the Paris trip, and how, like, remember he found out, like, I think during the Paris trip.
I don't remember it that well.
He found out during the Paris trip. And, like, so they aren't exactly that much of a secret anymore. And everyone mostly found out, like, during the I think New Year's.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean they're not going to go to the Paris trip. So
I feel like at this point,
I think Heartstopper fans are stupid.
I think, yeah, I don't engage with fandom discourse.
They're turning into, like, I literally tweeted this morning. I was like, Mom could pick me up. They're turning Heartstopper cast into reaction pictures. As if they're, like, fucking K-pop idols.
Yeah, this is the trap that a lot of fans fall into, where it's just, like, you're getting mad at things that you're making up. You just, like, you think it's fun to be angry, so you get angry at things online because it's fun for you.
Although a lot of our fans are being, like, really weird. There are a couple fans where I'm like, you guys are weird.
Yeah, but, like, I don't care. People online can be weird. Just don't give them attention, bro. It sucks. Everything sucks about fandom.
There was, like, so you know how there's, like, obviously, like, previous, like, novellas, but, like, yeah, I think they are called novellas. But there are a couple, like, previous books from Alice Oseman that have, like, a bunch of the Heartstopper characters,
mm-hmm.
like Radio Silence, Solitaire, Nick and Charlie. There's, like, a part in, I think, Nick and Charlie where Nick, like,
isn't it, like, really edgy?
No, that's Solitaire. Solitaire is really edgy. But I think in Nick and Charlie, and, like, Nick talks about, like, how they had sex in a pillow fort. And
awesome.
Bunch of, like, weird she-hers on TikTok.com were like, oh my god, they had sex in a pillow fort. And they're like, sexy. And I'm like, you guys are fucking weird. Like, shut up.
Yeah. But, like, those people will always exist,
and
unfortunately.
Yeah, and I wish they died.
You have too much, like, you have way more ability to be mad at things than I do, I think.
Yeah.
I think I just like to ignore, and you like to actively threaten.
I love threatening people. Like how you're ignoring what's going on.
Nightmare, nightmare, nightmare!
All in all, but, like, the thing is, with me and this show, even though I think it has a lot of problems, and it's just, like, kind of it's just, like, a rom-com, which is fine, I think it's so important.
Mm-hmm.
To exist as something that is just positive and healthy and cute and PG.
It,
like, just full on four kids.
Well, not exactly. Because, like, there are, like, a couple moments where, like, they say, like, the F slur.
Yeah, but that happens in the real world.
I know, like, but
this,
like,
this is four kids.
True. Not, like, young kids, but, like, 13 to, like, 15 year olds.
I'd argue, like, Yeah, right around then. Right around, like, 12 to our age. Like, that is...
Because, like, overall, they are, like, YA novels.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't, like, full, like, fiction or, like, romance. Like, they're, like, little.
No, but I like that they're aiming younger.
Yeah.
For things like this. Because it's, like, if I had this as a young child, it would have helped me so much. Like,
I'd be a different person.
I'd be a different person. And that's, like, my biggest takeaway from it is, like, I'm not going to be judging it as...
Is that Rebel Wilson?
Who?
Rebel Wilson.
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not going to be judging it as, like how I would judge, like, Lady Bird, because, I don't know, it's...
Have you seen Lady Bird?
Yeah, I told you, we watched Lady Bird the other night.
Oh, what'd you think?
It was fine. I was expecting more after Little Women.
Mm.
I was expecting Lady Bird to be better, and I was like, It's fine. How about you?
Well, you're not a teen girl. You don't understand
it. I'm not a teen girl. I don't understand it. That's right.
Like, half the things that you're always, like, judging on, they're, like, not for your type of audience.
What do you mean that I'm always judging on?
I don't know. Just, like, a lot of things you're like, this wasn't very good. It's because they're usually for, like, teen girls.
Elaborate.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I give it, like, a 6, probably.
Lady Bird?
Lady Bird.
I give it, like, an 8.
Really?
Yeah. Because you're 6, not a teen girl.
6 is, like, above average. What? It is. Literally, 6 is, like, one tick above average.
You're not a teen girl. I don't care about your opinion on it.
I mean...
Like, I feel like if you were to watch But I'm a Cheerleader, you'd be like, this is stupid.
Probably.
But I would, obviously, you're not a lesbian or a teen girl, so you're not going to... So you're going to be like, this is dumb.
This is how audiences work.
Yeah. So I don't want to hear your opinion on it.
You're being so aggressive about Lady Bird.
I know.
Do you have, like, an emotional connection to Lady Bird?
No, I just don't like listening to men's opinions.
Fair enough, I guess. What do you want to info dump about?
I don't know.
I feel like we're done with the Heartstopper discussion.
Just because I'm trying to argue with you.
Okay, speak of French Heartstopper.
A lot of people have been talking about this, and I'm like, I literally have not heard of this until Heartstopper came out.
Because people were like, it's just like Heartstopper, and it's like, I don't know. It's Young Royals, by the way, is what we're talking about.
It just came up on the
scroller.
You said it's French?
French, yeah.
I hate French people.
Not only is it French, it's dubbed.
Now, I feel like, no, there's probably, like, the normal French version and then also a dub.
Yeah.
Gross. Oh, I hate French people.
This episode sucks.
Why? We're just talking.
I know, it's just we're both, like, both of our heads are gunked and we're just coughing into the microphone, trying our best to carry this energy. We're gonna be okay. We're gonna make it. Oh, I know. Yeah, bro.
Go
on. Okay.
That was like a full evil laugh.
Yeah, man. So, on Sunday, May 8th, I think, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, I think.
They announced Jodie Whittaker's replacement in Doctor Who. Sex Education's Shuri Gatwa is going to be the 14th Doctor. And I am so fucking pumped. I am so happy. Because I was not familiar with him before that, which is my favorite. Like, whenever it's, like, new Doctor season, like, after a Doctor's been in the role for 3 to 5 years, and it's like, all right, it's ready for a new one. It's like, oh, it's, everybody is like, Ben Whishaw, or Richard Ayoade, or, like, Idris Elba, or all of these big British actors. Chris Hemsworth is like, shut up, no.
Chris Hemsworth?
I know, no.
Cracker?
Exactly. And I'm like, above all, above everything else, cast someone I don't know. Cast a nobody.
He's not a nobody by any means.
I know, but he's unfamiliar to me. And Matt Smith, I'm not saying Shuri Gatwa was a nobody. I'm saying this is how I like the Doctor to be cast. I like them to cast no-names. Jodie Whittaker was a relative no-name. Matt Smith was a complete no-name. Peter Capaldi had been in a couple things, but he was not a well-known name.
I don't know any of these people because I don't watch Doctor Who.
Shuri Gatwa is not a no-name. He is...
But he's fucking awesome.
I wouldn't say he's, like, an A-lister, but he's well-known.
He's pretty, like,
but
prevalent.
He was not on anybody's radar
before
to be
sex
the Doctor.
Education?
No, to be the Doctor.
Yeah.
He was not on any of the lists at all, and that is perfect.
Just, like, expect the unexpected.
Exactly. And after looking through his interviews and getting a sense of what he's going to bring, I am so, so on board. I think he's got the energy and he's got the freshness.
Also, I feel like the way they keep... So, I've noticed a lot of fucking freaks, and they're all this being like, Doctor Who is getting too woke, Doctor Woke, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, this has been going on ever since Jodie Whittaker took on the part.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like adding those kind of elements, like having a female Doctor Who, or, like, having a black gay Doctor Who, like... That's gonna kind of weed out the weirdos.
Yeah, I mean, with Whittaker, they've had like ammo because the show has been bad.
Yeah,
unfortunately, no fault of Jodie, who's been great. Yeah, but I feel like now that it's RTD writing again, and it's gonna, they have to deal with the fact that the show's gonna be good, and also not theirs. It just, it makes me so happy to know that the show's in safe hands.
I feel like Jodie Whittaker, I haven't seen Doctor Who. She probably had the best potential to be like one of the best doctors.
Absolutely.
But she just got handed a bad script.
She did. She is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Just for what she is and what she did.
If you can, a good actor can take a bad script and turn it into something like actually good.
Yeah, that's Jodie Whittaker carried these past 5 years on
five
her
years?
5 years.
Man, I would kill COVID. Myself.
Yeah, it's like the amount of vitriol that she's been taking, and then she just takes it and stays playing the role and stays just committed to it. It's amazing. And she has carried these seasons. Like, if it was any other actor, any less charismatic, less energetic actress playing the part, I'd be like, I'm done. I'm done with the show. Like, they've lost me. Mm-hmm. But she like gives it this spark that it desperately needs.
There are like so many shows that like are kind of carried by certain people, and then like once they kind of like leave, then you're just kind of like, And I feel like for you, Jodie Whittaker is like one of those people for Doctor Who.
It, absolutely. But it's also her time to go.
Mm-hmm.
She's the longest serving doctor of the modern era.
She is?
Yeah, just because of COVID. Ironically, though, second least amount of episodes, also because of COVID.
But yeah. What's his name again? I always forget.
Huh?
What's the new doctor's name again?
Shudigawa.
He is so phenomenal in Sex Education. I'm not going to watch that with you because that's horrible to watch with people.
Okay.
But that, like, that's a show that you need to watch on your own time. He's fucking phenomenal in it.
I'll watch it.
He's so good. Everyone in that show is fucking amazing. Emma Mackey, Asa Butterfield, all of them. Butterfield is in The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
The Boy in the Striped Pajamas? Is that the Holocaust movie?
Yeah. He played he didn't play the boy in the striped pajamas, but he played the other boy.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I feel like I watched that when I was... It's been a while since I've seen that movie, but I remember...
I haven't seen it.
I remember I watched it at a time when I didn't have the brain capable of having an emotional response to it.
So you're just like...
just like, okay.
Well, like, when I watched Graveyard of the Fireflies, I didn't know that was a World War II movie. I was just like, oh, it's just some war.
Just some war.
A couple years later, I was like...
Oh.
That was World War II?
Bro.
Yeah, I've seen Sex Education, I think, like, 3 times.
How long is it?
I think it's 3 seasons right now. Yeah, 3.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch it now. I've seen the first 2 episodes.
It'll give you, like, a good feeling of, like, Shuey as an actor.
Yeah, I remember I started watching it just because I wanted to watch it. I was like, just because I've heard good things about the show.
And then you were like, oh, this is porn.
Yeah, this is just porn. And then after this announcement, I'm going to be like, all right, there is something for me in here. So I'm going to watch. And I hope it's good. I cannot take this seriously anymore.
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul just showed up, and Saul Goodman. Saul Goodman's presence in meme culture is so funny.
My parents love Better Call Saul. It's insane.
I shown you the business card that says Saul Goodman, they them?
They them. My parents are weird because, like, Better Call Saul is a prequel to Breaking Bad. Instead of watching Breaking Bad and then watching Better Call Saul, they're watching Better Call Saul first and then they're going to watch Breaking Bad.
That tracks, though, right?
I don't like...
It's a prequel.
I hate when people watch prequels first and then watch, like, the main show.
That is kind of weird.
I feel like watching a main show is better because then when you
prequels
actually,
are elaborations.
Because then when you watch a prequel, then it'll like all tie together and it'll just be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, why would you watch? That's weird to go chronological.
Especially because, like, isn't Breaking Bad over?
Breaking Bad has been over for a while, yeah.
Breaking Bad is over and Better Call Saul is still going. And so they're waiting for Better Call Saul to actually, like, finish.
What?
And then I think they're going to start Breaking Bad. I'm like, just watch Breaking Bad and then watch Better Call Saul.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because, like, Better Call Saul just came out, and then they're having, like, the next season, I don't know when. So they're going to have to wait God knows how long for the
next
season.
Oh, I'm going to watch this at some point.
I've heard it's good for, like, the first beginning, and then it gets really weird at the end.
I like that, though.
Like, a bad kind of weird.
Yeah.
That
interests me, though. Like, sure. I want to see.
Racism! It's Bo Burnham.
It's Bo Burnham again. That's it for me with Doctor Who.
Thank God.
Thank God. You were yes-anding.
I know.
I'm happy. I'm happy with the announcement. I'm happy with the cast. It's good.
I'm just really annoyed how, like, on the announcement tweet, it was just, like, pure racism and, like, all the hidden replies and homophobia.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you saw the hidden replies, too.
I like, looked, and
that
I was,
poor
like...
poor intern.
Usually, like, when it's, like, a brand tweet and there's hidden replies, like, they're bad.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're fucking bad.
They're real bad.
Like, sometimes it's, like, pure just, like, bigotry, or it's, like, a penis.
I mean... I feel like it's going to, this announcement, by and large, I've been pretty happy with how this has been received. Mm-hmm. By,
like, obviously, except there's people who are like, Dr. Woke, they're being so woke.
Well, yeah, also, like, obviously excluding them. But I was worried that people were going to be mad that it wasn't another actress. Mm. And to an extent, I understand that, because I think it's a weird look, to an extent, to go from 12 male doctors, a female doctor, and then another male doctor again. I feel like it reads to some people like this was an experiment that failed. But the fact that they're making it a man of color who is also very openly queer tells me that that's...
I feel like...
They're trying to dispel that sense
It wouldn't have failed if they actually gave her a good script. Because like you said, Jodie Whittaker did a great job as a doctor, mm-hmm. even with a bad script.
Yeah. And so... I just hope Jodie Whittaker isn't the last female doctor, because mm-hmm. I think she showed that it does work.
It does work.
It's just the show didn't work.
You just need a better script.
You just need a better script.
She will dominate, because he's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
He's literally like one of my favorite characters in Sex Education. He and Maeve and Amy are like the top three characters ever.
The actor who plays the seventh doctor, Sylvester McCoy, did a video congratulating him. And he's just, it's this like boomer camera angle.
Aww.
And he's just, let me try and pull it up. It's the cutest thing ever. Cause like, and he's just talking like old Scottish person things. Let me find it. Sylvester McCoy.
Another thing I want to talk about for like racism and just like fandom. What?
Sorry. It's just.
No, yeah, but have you been hearing about everything that's been happening with Percy Jackson?
Uh-uh.
So, you know how there's, like, that live-action Percy Jackson show coming out?
Mm-hmm.
Rick Riordan announced the main cast for the trio, and Annabeth is gonna be played by Leah something. Her name's Leah, but she's, like, a 12-year-old girl, and she's black,
mm-hmm.
and people are being freaks, and they're like, Annabeth in the books is white! And they're like, who cares?
Yeah, that's stupid.
And Rick Riordan ended up making a statement and was like, you guys need to shut the fuck up. Like, obviously he didn't say shut the fuck up, but he was like really aggressive in his statement and was like, you guys need to leave this poor girl alone. She's literally 12 years old. She is literally a child.
Yeah.
And you guys are being weirdos.
Yeah. I mean, again, with every single one of these castings that cast a person of color in a formerly white role.
Because like the thing is, them being white isn't important to the role.
Exactly.
It's a lot of people were like, what about when they're like, if whitewashing is so bad, what about blackwashing? I'm like, that doesn't exist. And then usually when it's a black character, their race pertains to the role.
Yeah, exactly.
But white people don't matter.
No.
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. But usually
no,
it doesn't
I get what you're trying to say.
It doesn't really pertain to the role. It doesn't really like matter as much with their story. Your service down here is really bad.
Yeah, it's bad. No, it's real bad. Do you want the Wi-Fi?
Yes, please.
All right. We're going to bleep this, but it's
their nightmare.
Anyway, look at this old man.
Welcome, Shinigatwa. Welcome to our unique club.
Aww.
I know. He's the best. He did that for Jody too, and when he did that, when he did his for Jody, for some reason he was in like a prison.
What?
I don't know what. It wasn't like a prison, but it was he like had his head and hands chained. Let me try and find it.
So I'm trying to find the tweet from Rick Riordan, but like, people are just trying to be really weird and give really weird excuses on why they're just being like straight up racist to a 12-year-old child.
Yeah, as I was saying, like, you're always going to have these people.
True.
And in my experience, they are just looking to be engaged.
So someone tweeted and said, saw someone say that Rick Riordan is against neurodivergent people because he didn't account for how they would react to changing Annabeth's race in the show and shut it all down. Just shut it all down. We need to stop. We need to just put some words on the top shelf until y'all know how to use them.
I'm gonna blow up Twitter headquarters.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
And I literally quoted it and was like, because here's the thing. Rick Riordan literally wrote those books for his neurodivergent son. He wrote the entire story for his son,
mm-hmm.
and everyone's like, oh, so you're ableist now? And he's like, oh, yeah, for the series that I wrote for my neurodivergent son.
I'm straight up going to blow up the Twitter servers.
I'm going to blow up Twitter.com.
Check it out.
Going to blow up Elon Musk's home. Fuck Elon Musk. Hello. Oh, wait, what?
I don't know why he's doing this. And then this is a, yeah, this is the actual. He just, for some reason, he's in like a prison. Welcome, Jodie Whittaker, to the club. I'm not saying it's going to be a chain around your neck, but it's going to be with you for the rest of your life. And it's a joy, it's a wonder. I love boomers.
That's so cute, though.
I love boomers. We've just been coughing up a storm.
I've been dying. But yeah, Rick Riordan wrote like a whole statement on Twitter and posted it and was like really aggressive and was just like, y'all need to shut up! Shut up! Shut the fuck up!
I'm pretty excited for the new Percy Jackson.
Mm-hmm. I've never even read a Percy Jackson book.
I want to get into Percy Jackson, but my thing is I like audiobooks. I like reading, but I take like 50-minute commutes every day anyway. So it's like, why not just listen to it while I'm doing that? And unfortunately, the audiobook for Percy Jackson is garbage.
It is.
It's so bad. The guy narrating it, he sounds like this every couple of sentences. And he like, I don't know how to describe his voice, but it annoys me. To no end.
Really?
The audiobook for Percy Jackson is like the most annoying audiobook I've ever listened to. And so I can't get into it. I think I stopped at the Minotaur scene in The Lightning Thief, which is like at the start of the book.
So another thing that people have been like trying to dictate towards Rick Riordan, they're like, she's not the right fit for the character. I don't know why you chose her. And he's just like, I wrote the books. I'm making the series because you decided what I couldn't possibly mean, what I've always said. Oh, quote, Rick Riordan. As the true nature of the character lies in their personality. You feel I've been coerced, brainwashed, bribed, threatened, whatever, as a white male author could have never chosen a black actor for the part of this canonically white character. You refuse to believe that me, the guy who wrote the books and created these characters, when I say that these actors were perfect for the role because of the talent they bring, the way they use their audience to the auditions to expand, improve, and electrify the lines they were given. Once you see Leah as Annabeth, she'll become exactly the way you imagine Annabeth. Assume you will give her the chance, but you refuse to credit that this may be true. You're judging her appropriateness for this role solely and exclusively on how she looks. She's a black girl playing someone who's described in the books as white. Friends, that's racism.
I love him.
The whole statement is just a fantastic one. And I even like.
I love Rick Riordan.
He's like so fucking cool.
He's pretty great.
Be the Rick Riordan in the world of J.K. Rowling. That's a really bad quote. I don't know what I mean by that.
No, just be good instead of bad. Be good instead of bad people.
Fuck J.K. Rowling.
It'd be okay if she died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like Daniel Radcliffe wrote those books. No, Cher wrote those books.
Hatsune Miku wrote those books.
Hatsune Miku wrote the Harry Potter books. Dude, I'm gonna like crash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna like sleep. Guaranteed, the minute after we stop recording, and like maybe after a couple episodes, if I'm not okay with this, I'm gonna go to bed and like not wake up until tomorrow morning.
I'm sure we can like finish. I'm not okay with this because it's like 8 episodes and they're like 20 minutes each.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
They're pretty short.
What else do we want to talk about?
What do we want to talk about?
Oh yeah, we graduated.
Oh yeah.
Remember that?
Forgot about that. Literally yesterday we graduated. We had to stand on a line for an hour. Just stood there.
Dude, that was like the most intense pain I had felt because my stomach was attacking me at the same time.
Were you wearing heels?
Okay, fair.
I don't want to hear it.
Okay, fair point.
Because I had a blister on my heel, on the back of my heel, and on my toe previously because I wore those shoes to prom. And I didn't think we'd have to be standing in a line for an hour. And so I stood there in those fucking shoes for another like 45 minutes and then had to walk in them. You could see me limping in the video.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Because my foot was fucked up. Because like the blisters that I had were rubbing up against my heel again.
Yeah, no, I just... Everything in my body started acting up on grad day. And so throughout the whole ceremony, like every 20 seconds, my stomach started attacking me.
I was coughing the whole time.
It was bad.
Like literally in the middle of like the thing, I would like pinch my sinuses to like try and get like the snot out of my sinuses because I'm so blocked up.
What did you think of the speeches?
We have to cut these names out, but I like better than
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Also fuck.
Fuck. We can say this now that we're graduated seniors.
So we can't defame these people, so we're gonna have to bleep it out anyway.
We can't defame these people, but like, I have heard so much about that man.
I haven't heard a lot because obviously I don't talk to people.
I talk to people, and the amount of material evil he has put into this universe.
Like what?
Well, this is absolutely getting bleeped out.
Oh yeah.
But being part of the group that... Nightmare.
Oh, he was part of that?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Who was all part of that?
Bunch of people. I don't know everybody. Imagine I keep that in.
Bro, we'd get sued.
My
parents are fucking rich.
Yeah. Get sued for all $6 we've made off of this podcast.
We made $6?
Yeah, because Lee, like, donated for some reason. Lee became a paid supporter on Anchor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen a penny.
No, because I don't know how to cash out, because apparently it's, like, a complicated taxes with Anchor. So I might just leave it in there.
We can let it gross over time, and one day we'll have $50,000.
Yeah, interest rates on Anchor.
$50,000 interest, honestly, and then we'll have one penny left.
I could straight up do that. I'd keep the podcast going, and because like we make like 1 cent every time an episode is played, so I could just keep it going in the background after we're done and not cash out, and then in like 50 years we'll look back and it's like, dude, we have like $500.
$500.
Yeah, from all 500,000 times the show had been played at that point.
We have $3.
I have an idea.
What?
We could do like a vlog episode where we go to McDonald's and spend the $6 we've made on StreamCon on like curse to StreamCon French fries or whatever.
We can't do that.
We can't?
Can.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, why can't we do that?
So we make a penny for every episode every time it's viewed?
Yeah, like I think.
So we have $6?
No, we... Oh, wait, yeah, that can't be right.
Yes.
It had to be less than a penny.
600 people have watched it.
We have 400 plays across all time.
We do?
Our show has been played 400 times in total since it started.
I didn't know that.
We have 13 active listeners.
What's our, like, most popular video? Or not video.
Twilight, episode 1.
Really?
48, yeah. 48 plays.
Impressive.
Yeah. Dude, I thought Black Swan was the lowest energy episode.
It's because we're just fucking sick.
We're just sick. The sickly episode.
Sick, sick, sick. In a bad way.
We can talk about Community.
I love Community.
Are you done? Have you finished?
No.
Where are you? Where are you at?
I'm like the very beginning of season 4. We're all good.
The gas leak here?
Yeah. Why is it called that?
You'll find out.
Is it because it's bad?
Yes. Yes, it is. What did you say?
I said honka honka. Squeeze my
the
mic.
The foam.
Yeah, because like I got spit in there, so I was like,
do you care if I spoil a bit?
No.
Okay, so yeah, after Dan Harmon came back in season 5, they canonized that throughout all of season 4 there was a gas leak in the school, and that's why everybody's acting out of character.
Yeah, because like I knew that like Dan Harmon was fired after season 3, and they brought two guys on. Weren't they the guys who like wrote Endgame or like a very
Russos?
The Russos, didn't they write like a very prominent movie?
Maybe.
Or show.
Oh, look, yeah, I think that sounds about right.
Oh, yeah, it was Morbius. It wasn't Morbius, but
get more Scarlet
Witch. Or was it Loki?
Speaking of, by the way, it's so funny to me seeing all these Twitter debates like Tobey Maguire Spider-Man could beat Wanda Maximoff.
Who cares?
I don't, but I just think it's funny because no, he couldn't. Wanda Maximoff could imagine him dead on the floor, and then he's dead on the floor.
Also, yeah, literally.
That's her power. She rewrites reality.
Literally, all of the Spider-Man can do is go, wee, 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 with their spiders.
Exactly.
With their webs, and they're, like, done.
They have super strength, but, like, you could never land a hit on Wanda. Wanda imagines you with no hands, and then you have no hands. It's like her. I don't think people understand the extent of her power. If she wants you dead, you're dead. She can delete you with a blink.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they're like, oh no, but like, if Batman was there, he could have killed her. He could have used a batarang. And it's like, you're stupid. You're an idiot if you think this.
She could literally just dodge that shit.
She could just.
Who do you think she is?
Exactly. She could just catch it with her telekinesis and then turn Batman into an actual flock of bats forever. And then he's dead.
The Russo brothers, who directed season 4 of Community, have directed 4 installments in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Captain America, The Winter Soldier, Captain America, Civil War, Avengers, Infinity War, and Avengers, Endgame.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you go from season 4 of Community to Endgame?
To be fair, the directing in those movies isn't great.
True. But still.
The Russos aren't the best. They're good. Like, I feel like a lot of what makes Avengers and Infinity War and Endgame special is not in the directing, but just in the novelty of having these many people in one movie that, like, have become fleshed out characters.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something fun about that. But with...
Are these the right Russo brothers? Am I, like, making sure that these are the right people?
Yeah, there's only... The Russo brothers are the Russo brothers.
I know, but there's also... I think a different Russo brothers that are like film Stranger Things.
Really?
Oh wait.
Anthony and Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the Russo brothers. Okay. Yeah, they're fine. I don't have as much beef with them as I do with Joss Whedon, obviously, because Joss Whedon is like a rapist.
Who is that?
The director of the first 2 Avengers movies.
Oh.
And a bunch of other stuff.
Average Hollywood moment.
Average Hollywood moment. Least insane Hollywood director. This movie, by the way, the one that just went past, one with The Dirt, that movie is insane.
What
The Dirt is so funny.
What band is that about?
We are entering the Dirt discussion. What?
What band is that about?
Motley Crue. It's like, tonally, the most insane movie I've ever watched.
Really?
Yeah, I said it on my letterbox, how like, you will have scenes in this movie of... Oh my god.
I'm like going away from the mic.
You got me going. There are scenes in The Dirt where characters will snort ants and drink piss immediately after each other, off the ground too. And then
that's literally us. You, me, Josh.
What?
And
I. What do you mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, what?
That's StreamCon.
That's StreamCon, bro. And then there are also scenes in The Dirt of a child with a malignant tumor on her deathbed, and it's like dramatically lit, and all the characters are sobbing, and it's like you're actually meant to take this child's death seriously.
Nice.
Immediately after scenes of Machine Gun Kelly doing lines of coke up a stripper's ass cheek, and it's like, how are you supposed to? On the one hand. How do you expect me to shift my emotions this drastically when watching your movie? But for some reason, it works for me. Like, I was down for it. It's like, oh this is what we're doing?
That scene, like the one you just told me about with a little girl dying of a tumor,
uh-huh.
It reminds me of that scene from South Park when the hockey game, and there's like the peewee hockey game versus the full-grown adults.
That's such a funny episode.
I haven't seen the full episode, but
we are the champions, my friends. That's one of my favorite South Park episodes.
I think Ike is the best character of all time.
Of all time? In all of fiction?
Of all South Park.
Okay. Ike is pretty great.
He's funny.
I'm partial to Butters. I'm a Butters enjoyer. Everyone knows it's Butters. Oh my god. You hear that voice crack?
Yes.
Everyone knows it's Butters. That's me.
That's me.
That's me.
Sometimes my friends, like, force me to do Cartman voices, even though I'm not good at it.
Do a Cartman voice.
I don't wanna.
Okay.
You can't put me on the spot like that. Oh my god.
Yes.
Like, one time they made me sing that one song from The Lorax, the one that's like, how bad can I be, in the Cartman voice.
Oh my god.
It was horrible.
I can't do a Cartman voice right now with my backed up.
I did it in, like, a Mexican restaurant bathroom. Because they were like, do it right now. And I was like, I can't, I'm at dinner. And they're like, right now.
Right now.
Or I'm leaving the chat. And I'm like, fine.
And so you went to the bathroom to record it?
Yeah.
God.
I was just standing there at the sink.
You let people walk all over you.
Yeah. Wait, you're going to have to bleep this out. Why else do you think I was friends with 4 years?
About the dirt. Yeah, there are.
Continue.
There are just full scenes of people just. I don't know how to describe it, but like scenes of Machine Gun Kelly playing Tommy Lee, just on a private jet, beating up a woman for insulting his mom. And then immediately it's a car crash, like a violent car crash where somebody dies. And then Machine Gun Kelly again doing lines off someone's like bare ass. And then
I hate Machine Gun Kelly.
And then it's Nikki Sixx shooting up heroin in his room. It's like it's such a wild movie, which it's Motley Crue, so it's in character. But like. Like, any biopic on Motley Crue, it would have to be absolutely bonkers and insane. I just didn't expect it to be so...
Continue.
So insane that the structure of the movie reflects it. Because, like, it also tries to be somewhat Scott Pilgrim-y.
Oh, my God.
Where, like, there are, like, freeze frames and narration, and characters will turn to the camera and start narrating. And it's so... It's like... By all means, I should hate the movie. For some reason, it's just like, it works.
I don't usually watch any biopics.
I've only seen biopics.
Rocketman and...
You've seen Selma?
Huh?
Selma?
I have not.
Selma is a MLK biopic. That's
I don't usually like good. Watching biopics about like musicians because they're usually all in the same.
Yeah.
They're like, founding the band. Oh, look, we're famous now. Shit, I have a drug addiction or I have an STD.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh shit, here's a big concert. And then it's over.
That happens in The Dirt like 7 times.
Yeah.
Like, it's like that on loop.
It happens in Bohemian Rhapsody. It happened in Rocket Man. And I'm sure that's going to happen in the Elvis biopic too that's coming out.
Oh, yeah. The one where Elvis is like weirdly hot.
Mm-hmm. Weirdly hot.
Like, it has like fat Tom Hanks in it. Fat suit Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Yeah, Elvis Presley. Josh and I talked about it in the... What was it?
Black Swan?
It wasn't Black Swan. It would have been... Was it Black Swan?
I think so.
Might have been Black Swan.
It just came out. Like, the not just came out, but like the trailer just came out.
No, it was Batman. It was the Batman episode. We talked about it because the trailer for it played before Batman.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Starbucks! Anyway, I don't know if I'm going to watch that one just because I don't care enough about Elvis Presley.
No, I'm not watching the Elvis Presley biopic.
Because... Also because Lana Del Rey wasn't casted as his wife. Fuck
Viola,
Mama.
Viola Davis is Michelle Obama in the Michelle Obama biopic.
Have you seen the scenes from the Michelle Obama biopic?
She's just pursing her lips for the whole movie.
And say, I'm not gonna say it.
Go ahead.
Calls President Obama slurs.
Oh, that sounds funny. I want to watch that movie.
It's insane.
That sounds hilarious. I kind of want to watch that now.
You're gonna have to bleep this out. She calls him like the C word and the N word.
Why? Awesome.
But I remember I saw a clip of that on Twitter and I was just like, what?
I bet Michelle Obama really appreciates that.
Yeah, I was just like, could you just imagine Michelle Obama? She's just like, watching this, and she's just like, what the fuck?
God. That's how I imagine like a lot of people who get biopics made of them are. Because, like,
well, half of them are dead, so.
Have them.
What are they going to say about it?
True. But, like, there's, like, with The Social Network, I was like, Mark Zuckerberg probably has seen this movie. And this movie is just dunking on Mark Zuckerberg for an hour and a half.
I haven't seen The Social Network yet.
It's all right. It's overrated, in my opinion.
I think that's what you said.
It thinks it's way smarter than it is.
Mid.
That's your review of The Social Network that you haven't seen?
Yeah.
Cool.
We should, like, talk about movies that we've seen recently.
I just talked about The Dirt and Lady Bird.
What other things have you seen recently?
Juno.
Talk about that. I haven't seen that one yet.
I watched Juno a couple nights ago, and it is very good.
It's on my list. I need to watch it. I just haven't seen it.
It has one of the best movie soundtracks.
Really?
In my opinion. It's very indie 2007.
Right in the mic, baby.
And so it's like, it's all acoustic. It's all like...
What's that one fucking band's name?
Michael Cera?
No. It's like one of the acoustic songs. You played it the other night at our bonfire.
It's an acoustic band?
It's like a duo. That one girl and one guy.
The Ohalos?
No. Fuck, what is their name?
Let me look at my playlist. What song was it?
I don't remember how it went. But, like, I know the band. Juno.
Tire Swing?
Maybe.
This song?
Yeah, that one.
I don't know the action. This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is in Juno. Juno is about...
Is that the name of the band or the name of the song?
Tire Swing? Tire Swing is the name of the song.
Okay. Kimia Dawson.
Yeah. That's what it is. Juno is about a girl named Juno who gets pregnant and decides not to abort the baby, but to get to know this couple who she's going to give the baby to, put it up for adoption and give it to this couple. And throughout the movie, she's coming to terms with the fact that these two parents aren't going to be perfect.
Are going to be perfect?
Are not going to be perfect because the dad, like, tries to groom her. And the mom is just kind of, like, distant. But it's just, like, it's just, Juno has impeccable vibes, in my opinion. Like, it's just...
Also, I've heard Elliot Smith is really good at, or Elliot Page.
Yeah, Elliot Page is very, very, very good in Juno. Michael Cera isn't really in the movie that much.
Really?
Yeah, no, he's not. He's in it, but he's not super in it. He's in, like, a handful of scenes. The movie is really just Elliot Page acting for... 2 hours.
That's how everything should be.
Yeah, and he kills it. Michael Cera is fine.
I remember I saw a tweet like a long late from like last year's Met Gala, and that was like the year that Elliot Page came out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, all the men are wearing black suits, and they're like, pull the drawbridge up. And they're like, wait, Elliot Smith is in there. Or Elliot Page is in there. Shit, let him in. Saying Elliot Smith. I don't think there's even an actor named Elliot
the
Smith.
The hair in this movie is so bad. Yeah, there's the thing about Juno is that the thing I like the most about Juno is the vocabulary in it. Like it's like so 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
But it works. Like it's cute. Like, they say wizard, Which, like, I think we should bring back wizard as a way of saying, like, cool. Like, oh, that's wizard? Like, that's... that's... I'm going to start saying that because of Juno. Like, Juno's going to make me a more annoying person. That's a movie I've seen recently. What about you?
I've seen... How many movies have I seen recently? I've seen, like, 4 or 3. Let me go on my letterbox because this is where I document everything. Oh, I finally watched Get Out.
Dude!
That was really good.
I love Get Out. Get Out is one of my favorite thrillers.
That was really good.
Sink into the floor.
Sink. It was insane. I watched it with my friends on Discord, and one of the people I was watching with was crying at the end of it.
Yeah. It's like, terrifying.
On, like, bawling.
Yeah. It's so deeply upsetting.
But that was a really good movie. I also watched the, like, original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
Not gonna lie, pretty mid.
Huh, I haven't seen it.
I feel like 70s slashers, they have the vibes. They have great vibes. But, like, I feel like they were good for the time, but they just don't really age as well.
I've never really gotten into slashers. I can't get into slashers.
I love slashers. I fucking love slashers. Like,
yeah.
Fear Street.
The new Fear Street. Is it good?
So good.
I'll watch that with you.
It's really gory, so I don't know if you would want to watch it.
I don't mind gore. I don't... As long as, like...
After this, we should either watch Fear Street, the first one, or, I'm not okay with this, because they're both pretty gory.
I think I'm not okay with this is, like, good, because that's, like, palatable, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, like, Fear Street is, like, an hour and a half, and I think, yeah. Like... I'm not okay with this. It'll be like 2 hours.
Yeah, that's fine though. I have time. I got nothing going on.
And then I watched Texas Chainsaw, and I watched X finally.
Oh yeah, talk about X.
That movie was so good. It like exceeded my expectations, because I was like, oh yeah, porn and slashers. That's like the best thing you could possibly think of. But it was so fucking good, like so fucking good. It's like, so basically, like the plot is this group of, like, I don't know what exactly they are. They're, like, burlesque actors, and they go out into, like, the deep south to go film a porno. And, like, the farm that they're on, the main farmer has, like, this really creepy wife, and she's super old and weird, and she just goes on and just, like, murders all of them. Like, there's this one point where, like, the guy who's filming for all of them, he brings his girlfriend along so she can, like, help out, and she's, like, holding the mic. And at one point, she's like, I want to be in the movie. Like, I want to be in, like, the porn. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay. And he's like, no, you can't be in my porn. Like, you can't change the story halfway through. And so he was like, you can't change the story halfway through. Whoa, everyone's dying. You know, like, right on the nose. And so he ended up cucking and had to film his girlfriend having sex with this guy.
That's funny.
It was really funny. And so he was like literally crying in the shower over it. He was like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And then he was like, fuck this, I'm leaving. And he leaves. And as he's about to drive away, the old lady is like standing in front of his car. And she's just like, and then he's like, ma'am, we need to, they all have like country accents. He's like, ma'am, we need to get you inside. And then she's like, I want you. Like, literally tries to like fuck him and like tries to like grab him. And then he's like, ma'am, you're deranged. Like, I'm not doing that with you. And he tries to like get her off of him. She stabs him in the neck. She's just like,
bleh. He dead?
He's dead. She like stabs him in the neck over and over again. And, like, pins him to the ground, stabbing him. And then just disappears.
Awesome.
She's insane. And like, I didn't really think much about this old lady. She was really creepy. She was weird. She was naked a lot for some reason. That's another thing I hate about horror movies. They're like naked old women.
Yeah, Midsommar moment.
Midsommar.
Also Hereditary. Have you seen Hereditary yet?
I've seen like half of it.
Hereditary has naked old women. There's
a lot of naked old women. And X, that one was crazy. And then like when they go to try and find him, there was a fucking Quiet Place moment.
Oh.
Coughing fit. Coughing fit moment.
This episode's gonna be called Allergens and Info Dumping.
Okay, I'm back.
Welcome back.
I'm not.
Welcome back. Hold. 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 Welcome back.
Okay. So.
Hold. Hold.
think we're good.
Welcome back.
Okay, so this guy goes into the barn and he's trying to look for him. He's like, CJ, I think his name's like CJ or like DJ or whatever. He's like, come on now, CJ. Everyone's looking for you. They're all worried about you. And then he walks into the barn and he doesn't realize that there's a board with a wooden nail sticking out of it. And he lands, he like steps directly on it. And so he's like, son of a bitch.
That
like,
is a Quiet Place moment. That like over. Happens in a Quiet Place.
He falls to the ground and starts like panicking. And then he sees that like, so like there's like the barn doors and there's like kind of like cracks in the wood. And he sees like something walk past it. He's like, CJ, is that you? So he goes up to them and there's like three little holes that are like right next to each other. And he like peeks through each one of them. And then the fucking old lady has a fucking pitchfork and sticks it through the holes like directly into his eyes. And then pulls it out. And then he's just like completely eyeless.
Yeah. I that's my thing with slasher. I said I tend not to like slasher. But slashers for me hinge on the creativity of the kills.
Fear Street has insane creativity for the first one and okay. The second one. Third one is kind of okay, but the first and second are so good.
Okay. I'll watch Fear Street, but like we have to just like the Saw movies. Like
that one's creative. Like that one like banks on creativity.
I mean like the Saw like franchise, like later Saw movies. Mm-hmm. But like slasher movies where it's just like, oh, knives and like...
Yeah, when it's just like basic knife kills, you're like, oh, that's boring.
Yeah.
But then like when it's crazy shit, like getting stabbed in the eyes with pitchforks, yeah. You're like, that's fun. And then the way like they all die is just all unique.
Mm.
And like there's another part where... I think there was this one really boring one where one of them just got shot in the chest with a shotgun.
Damn.
But there was like this kind of overarching thing that was happening the whole time where there was a missing guy and they had no idea where he was. And I didn't like pick up on most of these clues until like I was actually talking to my hairdresser about it. And they find this guy's car in the river or like the little lake or something. And then at one point, you know who Jenna Ortega is?
Mm-hmm.
She is in that movie. She plays the...
Isn't she the main character?
She's not the main character. She's the one who was like the girlfriend who was like helping with the mic and ends up cucking the boyfriend.
Mm.
She got locked in the basement by the crazy farmer, and she like turns on the light and there's the fucking guy who went missing chained up in the basement with like completely castrated, like his balls are like fucked up. And so like they fight, and like throughout the story like there's like little clues about him being missing, like he's on like a milk carton that they're drinking out of, and like the missing milk on like the missing person sitting on the milk carton, and they like find his car in the river. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh shit, found him. In the basement.
Found him.
And so she starts freaking out. And so she ends up getting like locked in the basement with this freaky ass castrated body. And then the other two girls who are in the house have no idea what's going on. Like they don't know like where everyone went. And so the old woman comes back into the house and she's like being really... So one of the main characters, Maxine, I think her name's Maxine. She's like asleep. And the old woman has like a weird creepy obsession with her. And she like... She sees herself in Maxine. She's like, you were so much like me before the war. You were just like me when you were young. What was that?
I'm just reacting to what you're saying.
I thought someone was with the mic.
Mm-mm.
And so she's really freaky. And at one point when Maxine's asleep, she like goes into the room, like butt ass naked, and like creeps up on Maxine like while she's asleep and like touches her and like gets all freaky on her. And Maxine wakes up and realizes that she's like touching on her, and so she runs away. And the whole dynamic of her like being weird towards Maxine was really freaky. And then I saw a thing that was like, so the girl who plays Maxine is named Mia Goth.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw like a review and someone was like, oh, when I found out who played Pearl, who's the old lady, I was like completely blown away. And I was like, what's so important about like who played Pearl? And I look it up. Mia Goth played the old lady as well as Maxine. She was just completely like dolled up in old lady makeup. So that like kind of makes like the message of like her being obsessed with Maxine and seeing herself in Maxine even stronger.
Yeah. And I was like, that's impressive.
That's fucking insane.
That's cool.
I really like that part. And then do you know who, I think her name's Brittany Snow. Do you know who she is? She's in Pitch Perfect.
I haven't seen Pitch Perfect.
Loser. I actually hate Pitch Perfect because it gave me a phobia.
What?
Of vomit.
Dude, I've been scared of throwing up my entire life.
I have been since I was 8 years old because of that movie.
It's for me, it wasn't because of anything. I just hate it. Like,
I've always hated it, but like that movie was just kind of like the tipping point where I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, I'm just afraid of the concept of throwing up. Mm-hmm. Like, I was at track the other day after being sick Like it was.
Yeah, you said you were dry heaving.
I was, and like, yeah, I think it was it was Monday, and I was just like so out of it because I was sick out of my mind on Saturday.
Everyone's been sick out of their mind.
And then Sunday I was better, and so I thought like, okay, I can do track tomorrow. Monday I'm fine, and so I start running. And after my two laps, for some reason, that activated something within me. And I just, like, like, I got so, and I sprinted to, like, the stand-up, like, outhouses to, like, I was so terrified. I was, I was shivering. Because, like, the idea of throwing up to me, just so, I hate it. It makes me so
because
scared.
There's like a super disgusting scene in Pitch Perfect where this girl throws up all over the floor and someone pushes another girl into it. She does like snow angels in it. And it's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. It's given me a phobia since I was 8 years old. Last decade.
Ugh.
Absolutely horrifying. But anyway, Brittany Snow is in that
you
movie.
Shouldn't watch Eric Andre.
I shouldn't.
There's an interview where Eric Andre, it's fake. It's fake puke, but Eric Andre just, like, mid-interview just all over the desk. And then Lauren Conrad, who he's interviewing, just, like, turns around, like, doesn't look. And then he, like, gets a straw. And just...
Oh.
It's oatmeal that he has. It's oatmeal to dispel this.
I know, but... I'm so gross.
It's... And she literally, like, starts to go, like... And then she just runs off. And it's like, Eric, that was a bit... that was a bit much, man. Yeah. I tend to love Eric Andre. He's an asshole, but like his show is so funny.
Isn't he a landlord?
No, that's Hannibal Buress.
All right. But Brittany Snow is in that movie, in the X movie, and it was actually really funny. She's like this little like blonde bimbo. And at one point, like she finds Pearl like out by the docks, just kind of standing there. She's like, oh, come on, man. We got to get you inside. Like, oh, it's freezing out here. And like gives her like a thing to cover up with because for some reason she's just butt ass naked the whole time. And then like, she's like, you know, my grandma gets confused sometimes, too. Like, we should bring you inside. And then the lady, she's like, I'm not confused, you dumb bit. You're like, you dumb whore. And then she's just like, what did you just call me? And then she's like, you think you can do whatever you want because you're young, but you're just nothing but a whore. And then she's like, well, whatever. I'm not going to help you anymore, bitch. And then fucking Pearl shoves her into the lake. Because guess what? There was foreshadow earlier of a fucking alligator in the water who comes up and eats the shit out of Brittany Snow.
I want to watch this movie.
It's well, I just spoil everything for you.
I know, but like, I want to see this.
It's amazing. It's really good. And then after the gator like finishes eating her, Pearl's just watching her. And she just goes, "Bitch."
Yeah, that's good.
It's so good.
I like in I think it's Ma, when she's
Ma's
driving,
so unintentionally
driving
funny.
Down the road and just
runs over that girl.
Bitch.
Yeah, and I thought Jenna Ortega was gonna be the final girl in the movie, but she wasn't. When she got unlocked from the basement by Maxine led her out of the basement. She was like, "I hate you. You're the reason we're all in this mess." And then tried to run away. And then as soon as she ran out the door, it was like boom. She got fucking shot in the head by the farmer. The farmer was like right around the corner.
That's good.
It was insane. Such a good movie. And they're having a prequel come out soon about Pearl.
People,
Mia Goth is going to play Pearl.
I feel like this movie that you're describing is how people online are claiming Doctor Strange 2 is.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the discourse around Doctor Strange. Because like they're,
it's so gory.
Because apparently Sam Raimi like lets Wanda like kill people in that movie.
Oh no.
Oh no, right?
People dying in an Avengers movie.
It's PG-13, bro. People can die in PG-13 movies. It's just
can't
stupid.
Say fuck.
But they can't say fuck.
I have to use the bathroom.
Go ahead. We should probably wrap up in a sec. We're an hour and 15 in.
I returned.
Welcome back.
Anyway, what was I saying?
X gonna give it to you.
Fucking good. What?
X gonna give it to you. What? X gonna deliver to you.
What are you singing?
This episode sucks.
It's fine. We're just... You say that about, like, every episode.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I didn't say that about Black Swan. I didn't say that about Eclipse. I didn't say that about Twilight.
Like,
I didn't say that about
Batman. We'll just,
like,
be in the middle of an episode. We'll just be talking and laughing about something. It'll just be like, this episode sucks.
I hate StreamCon. I hate my podcast.
Same. I hate it too.
Yeah, this sucks. We should delete it.
We should. I remember like the beginning of that, like beginning of it, but like kind of like midway through, you were like, oh yeah, by the time graduation is, we're done. We're not doing it anymore.
Well, that's like, the thing. I was thinking that like it
would. We're deleting all the episodes, and I was just like, can we just do it in your basement? And you were like, oh yeah, I didn't think about that.
Because I didn't. I think it goes into just the general mental state I was in at the time, where I was like, I only see people at school. Like, yeah. People don't want to hang out with me outside of school.
As if we don't have cars.
Exactly. And like, now that it's a little bit late, but I feel like I'm just now realizing that, oh, I'm fun to be around.
Yeah.
Which is like a shame that I didn't have that realization like sophomore year. But you know what? Better late than never.
That's how I've been like lately. I've been like, damn, I never talk to people, yet I'm a joy to be around.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're great. On that positive note, you want to like end the episode?
Probably. Should we do a couple like random?
Oh yeah, Emma brought Cards Against Humanity. I don't know how this is gonna work, but we're gonna figure out a segment as we do it.
We'll do a Go Fish style. We'll lay out a statement. We'll get like 7 cards.
Am I gonna have cards?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, battle royale it.
Battle royale it. So you're gonna have to be the game master here. Speaking of, do you want to play D&D? With
no.
Never mind. Okay.
5.
That was really good.
I fucking hate D&D.
All right, damn it. I've been looking for a D&D group incessantly for like 5 years, and Orion approached me last night and was like, "Yeah, I'm writing a campaign," and I like grab him by the that Twitter image of the guy like digging his fingers into his shoulders. Let me play.
I think this is like 6 or 7. 6. I fucking hate D&D.
I love D&D. I love D&D with all my heart.
Never ask a woman her age, a man his salary, or a community fan what episode of season 2 got removed.
I'm not getting into this. I feel like I like cannot talk about this. Okay. That guy in the back, he's fine.
Who is it?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh. Okay, so I'll pick a couple of random cards from like the black deck and see what we get. Mm-hmm. Okay, so. What made my first kiss so awkward? And then you'll have to try to choose from your stack what you can work with.
This isn't Go Fish. This is apples to apples.
So what? Make it work.
Okay. What made my first kiss so awkward? All right.
Oh my god.
It'd be cool if I could like tell the audience what my cards are. I can like whisper. Getting crushed by a vending machine.
What's that sound?
My inner demons.
Got one.
A super soaker full of cat piss.
This is like some horror movie whispers you got going on.
Jamina's Reese's pancake sauce. A sad hand job.
Ew, I hate it. You keep looking at me when you do that.
Running out of semen. God.
Do you have an answer?
None of these are that good.
Well, you gotta make it work.
I gotta make something work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so for AJ's, we got my inner demons.
My inner demons.
And then, so what made my first kiss so awkward? My inner demons. And then what made my first kiss so awkward? Battlefield amputations.
I like Battlefield amputations because it implies more than my inner demons.
I win that one. Okay, so this prompt is make a haiku. Oh.
Ooh.
Here, I think we can like grab a small little stack and work from there. And then we can, like, add cards if we need to. First to 4 points wins.
None of these are haiku-able.
So I'm grabbing more cards for you to grab from. You can pick, like, 4. We're just making this shit up as we go.
Yeah.
There you go, 4. Oh, my God. What's a haiku again? 4,
5? 5, 7, 5.
5, 7, 5. Okay. I don't think it has to be 5, 7, 5. We can just do whatever. Oh, my God. Okay, so that's 7 right there.
None of these are haiku-able.
None of these are haiku-able. We just got to make it 5, 7, 5. Okay. Cool. I got a haiku. I hope my
haiku. All right, I got a haiku.
Okay. Is it 5, 7, 5?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you want to go first?
Sure. It doesn't make sense. It's just 5, 7, 5.
It doesn't care if it makes sense.
multiple stab wounds. The ugliest boy in town. A really cool hat.
So I got the whole enchilada, a windmill full of corpses, Vladimir Putin.
Alright. Sure. The multiple stab wounds thing has reminded me of Detroit Become Human.
I knew that's what you were going to say. I was like...
57 stab... I think that... What
is
was
it? 57?
I don't remember the 18 actual number.
18 stab... I don't remember. Yeah. We were like, it's either 15 or it's either 18 or 57.
That game sucks. That game's garbage.
I fucking hate Detroit Become Human.
I hate David Cage. Press X to emancipate. Terrible game.
If you like blank, you might be a redneck.
Okay. How many cards am I supposed to have?
However many you want.
I have one that, like, fits perfectly.
I like this one.
I have one that perfectly fits.
Or does it?
I don't know, though, if it's funny. All right.
Okay, so AJ says...
My ex-wife. The other one was Aunt Jemina's racist pancake sauce, which... which would have worked, but I think it's too on the nose.
It is. So if you like my ex-wife, you might be a redneck. And then mine is, if you like touching a pug right on his penis, you might be a redneck.
You might be a redneck.
I like the ex-wife one. I think that's funny.
Because it seems like angry at someone.
Yeah. So you get the point for that one.
Yay. All right, give me a new stack, because I've seen all of these. I need fresh takes.
Fresh takes.
We're just playing Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah. Our own version of Cards Against
Our
Humanity.
Our own version where we just...
Do whatever we want.
Do shit.
There you go.
We have a game called We Didn't Playtest This At All. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Just doing whatever you want makes it funny.
The most fun of Cards Against Humanity is looking at a card and just soy-facing. Just...
I know. Okay, so this one...
This cannot be.
What never fails to liven up a party?
Oh. Oh. Oh no.
Do you have a good one?
I have a bad one.
Oh no.
I have a really bad one that I, by all accounts, I shouldn't do.
I like this one. Was it say liven up a party?
Liven up a party.
Oh. I have like a couple of good options.
I have one that's vaguely like scary.
Well, I also have a couple of vaguely scary ones.
I have one that is like overtly terrible and offensive.
I think I do too. But
do you want to avoid them?
Not really. That's the whole point of Cards Against Humanity. It's not like a racism thing. It's like...
No, this is a racism thing.
Oh, yeah, probably not. We can do that after we finish recording. my stack.
These are mid.
You're mid.
I said these are mid.
You're mid.
Why are you so mad at me?
I don't know.
All right, this one's fine.
Okay, I think I... Yeah, this one's fine. I have no idea the...
Coughing into the microphone like I... iPad kid does in public.
I don't know the context of like this historical event, so you can probably school me on it. But okay. So AJ's is what never fails to liven up a party. Giggling like an anime girl. And then for mine, what never fails to liven up the party? The bombing of Nagasaki.
That's an entire Japanese city that got nuked in World War II. Yeah. So to be fair, my alternative, the one that I soy-faced at.
We'll have to bleep this out. Yeah.
It wouldn't liven up the party,
oh,
would
no.
it?
Oh, well, no. None of these would.
Oh, the one that was vaguely terrifying was, the milkman.
I had one that just said Ned.
Ned?
Men.
Oh.
So who do you think won this one?
Oh, man. These are bad. I like the shock value of the bombing of Nagasaki.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That livened up the party, I guess.
Just imagine, like, at a party, and she's like, guys, do you guys remember that?
Do you guys remember that tragedy?
Do you guys remember that atrocity in Nagasaki? Okay.
My laughs are like pneumonia laughs.
This might be my winning point, but we'll see. What are my parents hiding from me? This has some good options.
This does. This is going to be fun.
If you need a new stack, tell me and I can give you some.
Yeah, this is going to be the last one that we're going to edit. And we can watch a funny show.
Or we can keep playing our own time. Oh.
Oh, wait.
That was fast.
I might change my mind.
I like this one. This one's funny. I hope my mic isn't like super muffled because I'm holding it up against my chest. Okay.
You're fine.
I got it. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. What are my parents hiding from me? Yeah. AJ's answer is explaining how vaginas work.
Yeah, I don't know yet. They haven't told me.
And then for mine, we have the screams. The terrible screams.
Who gets it?
What do you think?
I like mine. I think mine's funny.
Really?
Just cause, yeah, cause the implication that it just... I don't know yet, and they haven't told me.
They haven't?
I was trying to be jokey. No, they... I've taken sex ed.
Oh.
But, like... I just think it's... I tried to make a bit with it. Also, I've received a text, and I want to see what it is.
From whomstava? Is it from Josh? I wonder if Josh is done with dinner, so he can come over and watch TV with us.
No, it's Grant. He's sent me a reel.
Fuck Grant.
What's your problem with Grant?
Nothing.
You don't even know him.
I know. Okay, I think you get that point. We're playing to four, so we got maybe like one or two rounds.
What?
We got like one or two rounds left because we're playing to four.
Okay.
So, this one is, when I am president, I will create the department of blank. Why is your stack so big?
I don't know. I should probably...
Oh, I put that as like a go fish deck to grab from, not like this is all yours.
Oh, okay. There.
Because I think I need some new options. I like the first card I grab is a funny one already. Put that down as an option, but let me go through the rest of my deck. I'll make the department of blank.
None of these are funny.
You're not funny.
You're so mad at me for no reason. Yo, yes.
Oh no.
That's I've hyped it up.
Oh my god.
Now I've hyped it up. Now it's not funny. I've ruined it.
I have a couple of really good ones. Okay, let me deduct some of these. The Department of, I can take that one. What?
I love women.
Okay.
Okay, buddy.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have your answer?
I have my answer.
Okay. So, when... Oh, God, my cards are falling. Ew.
I'd like to issue a correction on a previous tweet that I made regarding the terror group ISIS. You do not, under any circumstances, gotta hand it to them.
Oh, my God. So when I...
Such a good tweet.
When I am president, I will create the department of... AJ's answer is...
Estrogen.
Oh my god, it's like Josh.
It's like Josh.
And then I said, when I'm president, I will create the department of queefing.
We had like similar answers.
No!
Estrogen, women. Never mind.
Yes, estrogen. Women queef estrogen.
Yeah. Bro, that's a new treatment.
Queefing.
God, I hate this stupid, stupid, horrible podcast we do. I like my answer.
Of course you like your answer. You're biased.
I'm biased. That's, yeah, what do you expect? We're voting on ourselves.
Well, usually, like, sometimes I'll see other people's answers. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's funnier than
mine. Yours isn't funnier than mine.
Yeah. I think you get that point. So now it's 3-3. So this is the tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Let's do it.
Let me see. We have two cards. Okay, we'll do this one. Dear Abby, I'm having some trouble with blank, and would like your advice.
Who is Abby?
I think it's like an advice column.
Okay.
No, wait, I have a good one. I was originally going to use it for my last round, but I did not. Where'd it go? There it is. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Dear Abby, I'm having some trouble with the milkman.
The milkman.
and would like your advice.
Pull out the vaguely threatening.
And then for mine, I said, Dear Abby, I'm having some trouble with my fuck slave, Reginald, and would like your advice.
Oh my god. Reginald. Headcanon, they are one and the same.
Reginald's the milkman. Reginald
is the milkman. Wait, the milkman?
Yeah.
That, like, works as, yeah, like, being a synonym to...
Red the milkman fuck slave.
Didn't we say we're going to do, like, a cutting room off of this?
We should. But obviously Josh isn't here to
obviously
do the
cutting room. Isn't here to do the cutting room. I'm giving this one to you.
Really?
Yeah.
I win.
You win.
I win.
Emma wins.
I won funniness. Wait, I'm funny.
Do you vote for yourself or do you vote for me?
I voted for myself.
Damn right.
The milkman one has to be for like a slightly threatening situation. Like what? Yeah. What livens at the party?
The milkman. The milkman. Oh, man. All right.
I like being funny. Okay. We're going to go.
We're going to go.
What are we watching? Are we watching Fear Street or are we watching?
We're watching I'm Not Okay With This.
Okay. Fear Street is for another time. I feel like we should watch Fear Street with Josh. He would enjoy it.
Yeah, all right. Get the hell out of here, audience. We're going to watch a TV show. Thanks for coming to StreamCon, episode 8.5, Allergens and Info Dumping. And
thank
we'll see you.
Thank you.
We'll see you for whatever comes next. Probably Heather's. Bye.